In Likud, it's very hard to hold on to your chaverim. Oh, this is what we just were talking about. Everything drifts. Your neighbors are moving, your chaverim are drifting to other chaburas. How important is it to hold on to your chaverim, and how does one do it? This is not a big problem. I see myself firsthand many times. Many, many people that have the triple F syndrome because they don't have a real chaver. And they just go on and on and on, living with the triple F syndrome. I'm sure everybody knows what triple F syndrome is. Flopping, floundering, and failing. Not reaching goals. Not moving ahead. I don't want you to feel better than I just made it up right here. There are people that have the triple F syndrome because they don't have a close chaver. They don't have anybody they can confide in. Everyone has to keep up their face for the world, but you can't have it that there's nobody in the world that you can relax that for a minute. You have to have a chaver that's close and dovek, and that you trust him. Trust him with your sayidus, trust him with the things you're working on, trust him with your averas, trust him with your inconfidences, trust him with the problem that you have with your children. You have to have that, at least one or two close chaverim, and you have to work to develop that. That's not a small fry. I'm reminded of a story which is Pachad Chodom. There was a yid in one of the neighborhoods in Yerushalayim that took his own life. And the Kehillah was very, very unnerved by it. That person was a little bit aloof from everybody, but he was part of it. I mean, they prayed in the same shuls and they shopped in the same stores, and the children played together on the buses. I mean, like it was a certain level, one of them, although he was a little bit in his own world. And they were mamash shocked. And they called up Shlomo Voba to come and give a chizik shmuz to the Kehillah. So one of my friends went to the... He wasn't part of that shkun, but he heard Rav Voba give a chizik shmuz on such a subject. He was a chazir, so he was very interested to hear what Rav Voba was going to say. What chizik? And he went there, and there was no chizik given. What Rav Voba said to the people is, "You're all ratzchim. If this yid would have had one friend, he never would have done what he did. This yid was carrying something that was too much for him, and he had nobody to confide to. Did any of you ever take out the time to befriend him? Yedeichem shufchu es hadam hazeh." This was the chizik he had to say. You hear that? And he's right. A person needs a friend. So I'm not seeing people, Khalil, that are going that far, like that you did. But I'm seeing the triple F syndrome. The people are just not reaching potential. They don't have that. They say, we're under wife, under this, under brother. You need a friend. You need a friend that understands you and you know your world, and you need to find that. And you have to invest in a friend. You can't just say, I like this guy, so he's my friend. It doesn't work that way. You have to give. You have to invest. What he says, this main Kenei Chol, he says, Moshe Kinyan, you got to spend money on it. You have to spend, that means what it means, that you remember his anniversary and you sent him a party. I don't know exactly what it means, but it means you've got to give and cultivate it and work on it. And then, and you confide with each other. Avada, you need to have a balsod and a balmadrege and Odom Choshev that is not going to betray you. And people are always afraid of that, and math was that. They end up with the triple F syndrome, Rahman Islam. It's a very big danger. But this, it's taka hard in Lakewood. Everything is always drifting, but those guys, your real chavi, you're not drifting on. That one you taka hold on to, but cholev, and he needs you, and you need him, and you're filling a very, very important tafkin with him, and Mela, that should not be a driftable kind of thing.